Babes, wake up now. I smell something outside.
Grease trap man does only do grease traps.
Nah, trouble not your heart, my love.
Don't forget, the sister company is Septic Solutions, so they do more than that.
Wait, you mean them does do everything?
Girl, they're on top of everything. Cleaning and pumping wells. And don't forget, cleaning septic tanks too. Squeaky clean,
man. I hear you.
And if the manhole block up with feces, they can clean that too. They have these cameras that just look through the line, just peek through and see if everything clean and clear, along with a technique called hydrojetting, so that everything could be brand new. Let's go back to sleep and call them in the morning.
I love you.
You always got the right solutions, my sweet doo-doo.
Call 283-2959. Septic Solutions and the Grease Trap Man. Two companies, one vision.
The Beat 104.1 FM, where FM means your favorite music.
I know you're going. I can't make you stay. Just run to the arms of the one who loves you. You just run to these arms, and these two arms will keep you warm. When rain has found your heart, never fear, I'm never far. You just run to the arms.
Alrighty, so we have the guy Romano himself joining us via Zoom. Good morning, Romano. You're muted.
Good morning.
Yes.
How you doing?
Not bad. How are you doing?
I am great.
Fantastic.
Good morning,
my baby. Yes.
When last did you check your septic system? That's the question I'll ask.
When last did I check the septic system? You mean me personally?
No, just Barbados. I know we spoke recently.
Yes, we did have a conversation recently. Yes, for sure. So, yeah, I mean, Romano, you know, last time that we had this, we had a conversation on air. It was very interesting. A lot of things that I certainly didn't factor in terms of, you know, the septic system and how it works and how it can be affected, and obviously the solutions to when it is actually affected. But how can septic problems affect staff and health and productivity without the business owner realizing it? Is that something that we can touch on today?
Yeah, definitely for sure. You know, these hidden risks in business happens all the time. We face with them daily for those, you know, who aren't serious on the realities of the issue that are farmed without proper septic maintenance. So we have restaurants, massive kitchens that have massive work. You have flooding in kitchens, you have staff, you know, unhappy, slow down production, slow down business. You have hotels that, you know, don't do proper maintenance, that, you know, you have guests in rooms and all of a sudden they can't flush the toilet. So this is widespread, along with businesses. You know, you have an operation, you have 100,000 people in the building. Regular septic checks are very important to prevent issues from happening. And not to talk about the recommendations that we currently live in a time like this. Before, we didn't have all of the different ratings and stuff like that. I know that's a real reality for long-term damage as well. So these small checks, small help equal to big results.
Now, you mentioned, you know, you just gave us some scenarios like tourists in a hotel room where they, you know, they may, you know, encounter an issue where they can't flush the toilet. Obviously, we're not talking about taking a simple plunger and alleviating whatever little stress you're going through. When you have issues like that, what's the normal procedure that you would follow after that, Romano?
So generally, once you give us a call, tell us what's happening. We try our best to do everything on the outside first. You have your wells on the outside, you have your septic system on the outside, you have manholes on the outside, your grease trap is on the outside. Well, at least in most cases.
Right.
And
so sorry, you said in most cases, so there are actually instances where you have a grease trap on the inside as well?
Oh man, that's the whole story by itself. Oh, I'll give dear. a quick note on that. There was one house in particular that we had to move the TV, and the grease trap was under the TV. And they're so
was that like a house that was built and then expanded on as time went on, or
there you go.
Okay.
You're tracking there, Big Red. That's all exactly right. What happens. Okay. And it happens all the time.
Right.
You know, when contractors give you recommendations and you said, well, I don't want to pay for a new well, I don't want to pay to move that grease trap, I'm cutting costs. Don't cut those costs. You're gonna pay for it later. It's gonna be a lot.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Because I'm curious, does the grease trap actually lead to the main well? Is it connected? Is it all one system? How does that work? Because you know, yeah, the grease trap is typically connected to the kitchen, but obviously the septic system is connected to the bathroom, or bathrooms, plural.
Exactly, correct. So you're following. And then all of that goes through the manholes, which are like inspection ports as it flows. And that goes to the septic tank or the well. If you don't have a septic tank, it's going to go straight to the well. So the grease trap can come out of the grease trap and go straight to the well from your kitchen sink, to the grease trap, to the well.
Right.
Or it can go to a manhole, or it can go to the septic system first.
What do you define as a manhole that makes it different from the well?
Okay, so a manhole is as I said, is like an inspection port. Mm-hmm. So the pipelines, pretty much, if you can take pipelines and cut them in half, that's pretty much the view of what a manhole give you.
Okay.
So all the pipes are running on ground, but each section, probably every 15 feet or so, you'll see a square, like a 24 by 24 inch, which is like 2 feet by 2 feet square. Right. Pretty much when you open that, you're gonna see like just the inside belly of what a pipe will look like. You know, and then it continues flowing through the pipe again. So they're pretty much inspection ports to see what's going on.
Fantastic. Having a conversation with Romano. This is 15 Minutes telling you all about Septic Solutions, Inc. Now, Romano, how does poor flushing habits and a lack of regular septic inspection in commercial buildings lead to system overload and business shutdowns? When I hear that word, system overload, sounds a little icky, but you know, it's something I guess we all have to deal with. But yeah, certainly I'm curious, like what kind of poor flushing habits would we try to not encourage?
Well, definitely. So one of these things are sanitary napkins and the overuse of tissue with women. Men doesn't generally cause many septic systems. We're pretty simple. But when women go to the bathroom, there are a series of things. Sanitary napkins, they're special wipes that are not biodegradable. And then there's excessive use of toilet paper on seats. You know, most women would want to go and sit in a public bathroom or any bathroom that is not their own.
They call it building a nest.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So we understand the realities. And then obviously, if it's a high flow area or you have a building with a lot of ladies,
a lot of foot traffic,
you're going to have a system overload. Even just this week, we had a client call on the West Coast with Whole Tongue Festival, where their systems were overload. He was like, well, hey, my system is not due yet. We looked at the schedule, it's not due. But he said, people have to be using my bathrooms. That's another thing. So, you know, for those on the West Coast, when you have that happening, those are things that you want to be proactive in doing. And then you have the issue of the odors coming in. The odors as well, but also the pests. Because sometimes when the systems get overloaded, you start to see an increase of centipedes and roaches. Because what happens is they're always in the septic system, walking around.
So they actually live in the water and that moisture and everything?
That's really great. That's a really great question. Because they really live generally in the drier areas.
Right.
But they move to the moist areas for feeding. So in the grease trap, I call it their version of fast food. Mm-hmm. They'll come into the grease trap, eat, you know, and then they'll travel back to the pipeline. So in the network of your whole system, there are roaches and all kind of stuff. The centipedes come hunting them. Generally, that takes place on the outside, but sometimes...
So do they then, do the varmint then... access the home through the toilet, or would it be a case where they would come out of the wells and then pretty much, you know, infest the areas on the outside? Do they come into the house through the septic system?
They do. They're very really? Good swimmers, both centipedes and cockroaches.
That sounds like a horror movie, Romano.
Yeah, you don't want to be sitting on the toilet and
you don't want
to follow where you're going. Don't follow where you're going. So, you know, we don't we don't even check in the toilet every time we go. But it's a reality. If you deal with them outside, you wouldn't have them inside because you're seeing an increased amount of centipedes, or unless you never set foot up where there were cane fields and they're always around.
Right.
But generally, if they're like in those spaces, they're hunting roaches because they're flesh eaters, right? So generally, that.
But then you mentioned that roaches are there as well.
Yes, they definitely. They live in the pipelines. That's where they live. They live in the well because they're in the ground. So basically, they're not going to stay in the ground. Just like centipedes, they live in the dirt. So then they're going to come out and then, you know, find food and stuff like that. And those are areas where they feed. So once you have those water levels rising inside the system, they're going to force them out. So you're going to see a lot more because stuff is happening there. You know, they're not going to stay there and drown. They can hold their breath for like 30 minutes, 45, some of them. But generally, they're trying to get out of there so they don't die.
I know you just mentioned, particularly with the females and the use of toilet paper in particular, I was given the impression that the toilet paper is degradable when it comes into contact, I guess, with the septic system. Is it a case where an excessive amount can slow down that process? How does that
work?
That's
exactly it. You hit it right there. Every toilet paper have a particular density. And it flows different. So we've done this test.
Because, you know, we have obviously for 1, 2, or 3 play in some instances. Then
there you go.
Some are larger cut squares than others as well.
Exactly. So if you're going to use a lot, and now we have a reduction in the use of toilets using less water. So pretty much what happens is that the water pretty much leaves the paper behind. So
I know in those, commercial spaces have those high pressure. Toilets that you suck down the contents.
Exactly. So when they go.
So you're saying that's not really the most ideal thing when you're using a lot of toilet paper either.
Well, just like an airplane, it works. You know what I mean? It's after it leaves there,
okay.
So you're not gonna stop it. You know, so that's it. So if it's a very high density paper, then it's not gonna flow. If you have a lot of people, then you're gonna have blockages. And we've advised clients before. We realize, hey, you didn't have this problem for 2-3 years. What happened?
Right.
Did you change your toilet paper? And they're like, oh yes, we ordered this cheap paper, and like, well, that's your problem.
Paper is simple like that. Problem.
Yeah, simple. Just like that.
Wow!
So right. There's always a solution.
Always a solution. Now, before we get to the solution part, what early warning signs do business or even homeowners ignore before a septic failure, such as smells, slow drains, and usually green areas? Can you explain that? Because when you say green area, I know exactly what you're talking about, but I would like you to explain to the listening public.
Yeah, definitely. Well, your gardener's doing a great job keeping the lawn all cut and the hedges. But if it's looking really green in one area...
There's some kind of water, some kind of extra water coming from somewhere.
It's coming from somewhere. And generally, children are gravitated to it. The animals are gravitated to it. And this is where the health challenges start to come in as well, because septic water is not a water you want to be playing with. But
and certainly you don't want to be you don't want to grow in any crops when you're seeing that extra green area in the garden either. You don't want to grow no crops in that area. No?
There's some humans that love to use that for their crops.
They're fertilizer.
It grows pretty well.
It grows well. We're not even going to get into that part.
But yeah, so we have the green patches. You have the gurgling drains. If your house was built and you didn't have a gurgling drain from the beginning, because sometimes plumbing could be done differently. You have different ear pockets and stuff like that. You can have gurgling. But if you have a recent gurgling, you know it wasn't always there. There's something starting to restrict the flow of water, which is obviously restricting the flow of air. And that's where you're going to have those drain sounds and stuff like that, where you're going to have problems. So gurgling sound is a pending problem. You can wait until it stops, or you can call before.
Nice and not so nice, but yeah, we have the solution, because after all, it is septic solution. Now, if anyone is experiencing a septic smell, slow toilets, or yard moisture, as you just mentioned, should they be concerned? And then what do we do? What's going to be the process after that?
Well, the process, once you have an septic, is just to give us a call, right? 283-2959. You want to, if you don't have that number on your phone, ask someone to just put it in. If you're driving, you know, you just might have to memorize it. You can go online to find us, but you want to save that number, 283-2959. Once you give us a call, we'll be able to give you any information that you need. We don't have the time today to open up for you to send in your WhatsApp. Maybe we'll do that next time.
All right.
WhatsApp questions, if you have any, so we can allow you to have that time. But generally, once you give us a call, we'll be able to then walk you through what you need. Most of the time, it's best to do an inspection, because some of these problems, just like a doctor, you have to diagnose where it is. And some of them can be very complex, and some of them are very easy to point to.
All right. And the majority of at least modern houses being built right now, what is their septic system like? It's usually what you describe with the grease trap into the manhole, into the septic tank?
Yeah, generally no. Houses and properties in Barbados should have a septic tank. I believe that was under Town Country Planning Ministry of Health years ago, just to prevent that you know, raw stuff from going into our waters.
Right.
So basically, it's a grease trap, it's the septic tank. The manholes are still there for inspection ports for blockages, and the well. So if you are in your home, we talk about when they should be checked. A grease trap once a year, definitely. If you haven't checked it, it's not working effectively.
What's the process of cleaning or replacing? Do they need to be replaced in most instances, or you just clean them? The grease
you
trap
just
in
clean
particular?
Them. You just, okay. You just clean them. And that's a good question, just where I was about to say that, because with the grease trap, generally if it doesn't give you trouble in like a year and a half max, then it's not working properly. So generally it could be leaking, and that's where we come in and move that old one and put one in. The same thing for a septic tank. We don't have enough time to talk about that, but all of them have deterioration happening, and that's why inspections help you. You don't want to be going in the yard like me years ago and stepped out the patio, went into the yard, and my foot fell in a hole and it started to sink.
Oh,
like
dear.
3 feet.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it was real. And the septic tank was pretty much leaking for years. I didn't know that.
Oh, dear. Wow.
Concrete and everything just went down, you know? So I had a kind of a small sinkhole. Then I had to clean the tank out, and I try my best not to have to change it, because it's a very expensive process.
Right.
But
especially
yeah,
so near the foundation of the house and all of that, you know?
Exactly. Because you're softening up everything, your
right,
whole side,
right.
You know, everything, you know? If it's at the front, the car can sink. It's a lot that happened. And we've seen the amount of wells that people are falling in these days.
In Barbados, yeah.
Stay away from them. Yeah.
Last but by no means least, Romano, now there have been reports of people pretending to be your company. We know there's only one original grease trap man. How can the public verify that they're dealing with the Royal Septic Solutions family?
Yeah, definitely. So we're taking that very seriously, because the name Grease Trap Man is obviously a registered brand incorporated. And there are many people using that name, imposters pretending to be us. So if they're not in our company clothes, branded, or they don't have a branded truck, we're never going to pull up to you in a van. We're not going to pull up to you in a car with two guys. These are real scenarios.
Right.
Please, Barbados, you know, we're in a different time. Safety of the people of this nation is very important to
us as
well.
Very important, yes.
That's why we're here, to say that we'll never come to you without our company clothes. Or without a branded truck. So we and our official number, as I said before, is 283-2959. So we want to protect you and for your family to be protected. Please verify. You know, there are a lot of different things happening. People pretending to be this person or that person. Please verify people coming to your home that it's real. Yeah. Stay away from the scammers.
Stay away from the scammers and deal with the real deal, the Septic Solutions team. Romano, I want to thank you so much for another very interesting discussion. Certainly looking forward to our next one. But nonetheless, anybody want to say good morning to while you're here? Anything you want to say in closing?
Definitely. I just want to shout out to the team. Without them, it's impossible. Obviously, years ago, I started this with myself doing everything, but no one's going anywhere for the team. So I just want to shout them out in the office, on the road. Guys, be safe out there. And when you see the truck, give them a help. Give them a shout.
Yeah, I mean, let us know. We just mentioned imposters. Where can we directly contact Septic Solutions, Inc.?
Definitely. That number, 283-2959. That's 283-2959. Also, www.greasetrapman.com.
Greasetrapman.com, the original.
Definitely, the original. And also you can visit us on septicsolutionscaribbean.com. That's our mother company's page.
Fantastic. Romano, thank you again.
A lot of good things coming here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for that info. And definitely wishing you and the Septic Solutions team a fantastic Friday and a wonderful weekend ahead. Thank you again, Romano.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Babes, wake up now. I smell something outside. Grease Trap Man does only do grease traps.
Trouble not your heart, my love.
Don't forget, the sister company is Septic Solutions, so they do more than that.
Wait, you mean them just do everything?
Girl, they're on top of everything. Cleaning and pumping wells. And don't forget, cleaning septic tanks too. Squeaky clean,
man. I hear you.
And if the manhole block up with feces, they can clean that too. They have these cameras that just look through the line, just peek through and see if everything clean and clear, along with a technique called hydrojetting, so that everything could be brand new. Let's go back to sleep and call them in the morning.
Yes. Mwah, mwah. I love you. You always got the right solutions, my sweet dude.
Call 283-2959. Septic Solutions and the Grease Trap Man. Two companies, one vision.